Hi there, Allison Skaberg here, owner of Consolidated Planning Group. Thanks for taking your time to be with us here today. Today we're going to talk a little bit more about who Consolidated Planning Group is and how we might be able to help your family. Consolidated Planning Group is a holistic special needs financial planning firm. We're nationally certified as Social Security advisors and members of the Special Needs Planning Academy. We are an advisory and consulting firm. People come to us when they want to plan for the future of their loved one with a disability. We help answer questions like who is going to care for my child when I'm gone? How much money do we need to fund a special needs trust? How do we qualify for public benefits such as SSI and Medicaid or Medicaid waivers? And how do we maintain the eligibility for such programs? We are here to help. Some of the things that we do here, we put lifetime protection plans in place, lifetime care plans, transition planning. We do a lot of transition planning. And transition is a broad word that is used commonly in the disability community, and it can mean a lot of things to a lot of different people. But when we're thinking of transitioning, we're thinking of transitioning into adulthood and next steps. What are the next steps in plan after school? We help people open ABLE accounts, and we do a lot of advocacy by way of our webinars. We have the Consolidated Planning Group YouTube channel that you can subscribe to for free. There are over 400 webinars on planning for special needs. If you can think of the topic, it is out there. Think of things as setting up a special needs trust, guardianship, applying for SSI, how SSI work together. Applying for Medicaid waivers, it is out there. And we tried to title them in such a manner so that way you can search for the topic that's kind of near and dear to your heart at the time and work backwards from there. That YouTube channel was created out of my own frustration. I am a parent to two adult kids with disabilities, and I eat, sleep, and breathe this. This is what I do for a living. And what I would say is that when they were transitioning into adulthood, it was difficult. I would say difficult at best. So that YouTube channel was born to equip you and empower you with resources that you need to be successful. All of the things that we should do or shouldn't do or say this or don't say this, and the fear that we feel of losing those benefits that we tried so hard to get. It's not small, and you're not alone. And this is a very, very difficult process. So we hope that you'll enjoy that YouTube channel that you can subscribe to for free. So when it comes to planning for special needs, we suggest that you work with a specialist. And I liken that to the same thing as like healthcare. So if a person had a heart issue, you're not going to go see a primary care physician. You're going to go see a cardiologist. A specialist that is specialized in what you have going on. And we suggest the same thing when it comes to planning for special needs. Fewer than 0.1% of all financial advisors in the US focus on special needs planning. And that means that the majority of financial advisors, although licensed and although intelligent, their background is not in individuals with a disability. And sometimes the advice that they could give may be advice that may cause your loved one to lose eligibility for public benefits, or may have money in the wrong buckets, which could otherwise cause them to lose their waiver or not be eligible for such programs in the future. So we recommend this when it comes to working with a financial advisor, that you work with one that has a background in special needs, as well as an attorney that is nuanced in special needs. So whether you work with us or you work with somebody else, we do suggest that you work with a specialist. Now, I just said a mouthful, the attorney that plans for special needs and the financial planning component. There's two different sides to planning for special needs. So quite honestly, we get calls all the time for somebody saying, I need to set up guardianship, or I'd like to set up a special needs trust. That's the attorney. The attorney, I say they're the paper and we're the money. You have to have those legal documents. They're going to set those up for you. But when it comes to funding, how do we fund a special needs trust? How do we pay for the future care for our loved one once we're gone? How do we pay for housing for our loved one while we're? Those are some of the answers, that we are able to provide the families that we serve. So when it comes to special needs planning and thinking about things, a lot of the things that are top of mind for many families are who is going to care for my child when I'm gone? And some families have a long list of other family members or close family friends that could fit this job. And other families say, hey, after me, it's the end of the road. And they feel a lot of angst about this. So we do help create those future care plans and what that future care looks like. And developing a future care plan now is going to help you kind of have some peace of mind of what the future holds and where we're going. When we're thinking about transitioning, we want to think about things like post-high school education and vocational options. We do have a webinar on transitioning into adulthood, and it kind of talks about different programs out there. Maybe it's a transition program, maybe it's the community college, or some of the programs that higher education institutions that are specifically designed for an individual with a disability. Maybe it's the Texas Workforce Commission and vocational rehab. Maybe your child is going to go to work. Maybe school is not the next step for them. And maybe it's not now, but maybe it's later. But thinking of these things are really, really important, because what we're trying to really make sure that doesn't happen is that they come home from high school, they graduate from high school or their transition program, and they sit at home. They're not working, they don't have community. We want community. We maybe they're working, maybe they're going to school, maybe they're in a program during the day, several times a week. Maybe they're involved in summer camps throughout the summer. But we want to think about these things in advance. And the reason why is a lot of times there are waiting lists for these transition programs, and some of the programs for higher education that serve individuals with disabilities, they don't have perpetual enrollment, and they don't have unlimited seats. So it's really important to look at this early. We want you to consider touring transition programs, partial care, full care, residential, maybe it's group homes, whatever the next step is. Some families want their loved one to live with them as long as they possibly can. Some families want their loved one to transition into some sort of other living environment. Maybe in their 20s, they want them to have some autonomy from the family, some community outside of just the family. Some of these waiting lists can be very, very long as well, so it's really important to plan early. A lot of these programs, some of which will take Medicaid waivers, some won't. And so planning early and planning, if you're planning for one and that will take a Medicaid waiver, those waiting lists are going to be much longer. So that early planning is going to make a difference. And one of the things that we always suggest is make careful considerations before naming siblings as a future caregiver. What we think about with this is not that the siblings don't love their brother or their sister. It's that just like you had hopes and dreams whenever you were 18, 20, 22, maybe you were going to get married, maybe you were going to have a family, maybe you were going to have a home or a career, your other children have those same feelings as well. And so we suggest really thinking through who that future caregiver is going to be. We commonly see siblings being the future trustee of the special needs trust that will fund care for your loved one with a disability, but we want to be careful naming those future caregivers as siblings. So, some of the things that we talk about, and we have webinars on every single one of these topics, are the things to keep on your radar. It's a lot. When we start thinking about all the things as a parent that we need to be doing when it comes to planning for our kids, it's so much. It's mind-blowing. And also, it's difficult when we start thinking about dealing with Health and Human Services or Medicaid or the Social Security Administration. It is a lot. And again, you are not alone. So I just wanted to leave this list with you on things that you could keep on your radar. We do have webinars on every single one of these topics. We help people determine how much money do they need to fund the special needs trust. That's the future care cost estimate. Texas waivers and interest list. I know many of you are already on the list. Probably some of you may already be getting a Medicaid waiver, and some may be listening today and you've never heard of this before. If you haven't, you want to make sure to check out our webinar on our YouTube channel on the Texas Medicaid waivers and how to get on those interest lists. The waiting list in Texas is quite long, upwards of 17 years for services. Medicaid waivers are designed to waive off some of the cost of care for caring for an individual with a disability to keep them in home and community-based services. So if you're not on the list, you want to make sure that you get your loved one on the list as soon as possible. SSI and SSDI, understanding the differences and knowing when to apply, complete webinars on this topic as well. ABLE accounts, an ABLE account is a place where you can have money outside of the $2,000 limit for Medicaid and for SSI, and it won't be counted against them for those purposes. Beneficiary designations and how important it is not to name your loved one with a disability directly as a beneficiary. They should otherwise be named their special needs trust for the benefit of said child, and that's going to preserve their eligibility for state and federally funded programs. We do a lot of talks on special needs trust, the different types of special needs trust, a first party special needs trust versus a third party special needs trust, so you'll want to check that out. And then, of course, the residential living communities. We have many, many webinars on our YouTube channel on housing for special needs. And think of this as a speed dating. Basically, we have organizations that provide housing for individuals with a disability, and they come on and they say who they are, where they're located, who they serve, if they have availability. And in the course of an hour, you can find out all kinds of different living options throughout the state of Texas. Guardianship and alternatives to guardianship, that's a hot topic when we're transitioning. We've got kids that are turning 18. The state of Texas is the least restrictive, most appropriate for the individual. We have such things as full guardianship, partial guardianship, supported decision-making agreement, power of attorney, healthcare power of attorney. And all I'd like to say here, complete topics on this as well, but you don't have to know what you need when you go and sit down with an attorney. They're designed to learn a lot more about you and your loved one and help guide you in the right direction and what might be the most appropriate for your loved one. And then, of course, we want to consider those post-high school options. As I mentioned earlier, there are many. There are many transition programs, what was formerly called day programs, now called ISS, residential, partial residential. There are so many options out there. So thinking about those, it doesn't hurt to put yourself on the list. So when you come up, you have the right to say no. But if you're not on the list and you need a place, you may have a hard time finding that place for your loved one. So check all those out. We are providing the slides here today, and this link right here has our upcoming webinars. We do webinars on a weekly basis, usually from 12 to 1. They're always recorded and they're always on our YouTube channel after the fact. And so you'll be able to see the topics that we've got coming up and any that might be appropriate for your family. So we hope that you'll check those out. We work on a collaborative team here at Consolidated Planning Group. So yes, I'm an owner of Consolidated Planning Group, but I have an awesome team here and we do work collaboratively. So if we choose to work together, I always like you to have some faces with the names here at Consolidated Planning Group. Again, we're nationally certified as Social Security advisors and members of the Special Needs Planning Academy. We stand ready to help your family plan for the future of your loved one. Some people will say, you know, I'm embarrassed on what we haven't done, or we got started, but then we put it on the shelf and we, you know, we really haven't picked it back up. We've never done anything. It doesn't really matter where you are in the planning process. Maybe you've done a lot of planning. Maybe you have a special needs trust. Maybe you have guardianship already in place. Maybe you just need a second opinion, or what we call a look under the hood of what do you already have in place. Do you have your money in the right buckets? Do you have things set up properly to preserve the eligibility for state and federally funded programs in the future for your loved one? So guys, we stand ready to help you in the future. You can schedule your free consultation with us. This QR code here will take you to a calendar where you can schedule that at a time that is convenient for you. You'll want to check out our YouTube channel, our Facebook page. We've got a lot of information out there. We connect with a lot of other organizations that serve families with individuals with disabilities. So we look forward to working with you in the future, and thank you for your time today. It's certainly been my pleasure. Take care.